91.7 KXTU, pleased to welcome Imagine Dragons back to our studios. You were here as guest DJs back in October, at least yes. Dan and Wayne were. Now you got the whole band in. You're doing a sold-out show tonight at the House of Blues, so congratulations for that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, let's we'll talk a little bit. You want to do a song first?
Sure, yeah. We'll start out with It's Time. This is a song that was born 2 years ago, late one night in the kitchen, and at a bit of a low point in my life. And so to see you know, where it's gone now has just been baffling to us. So we're just grateful to be here and to play this song that that started 2 years ago. It's Time.
The same as I was. Now don't you understand? I'm never changing who I am. So this is where you fell, and I am left to sell.
Oh,
the path to heaven runs through miles of clouded hell, right to the top.
Don't look back. Turning to rags and giving the commodities a range. I don't ever want to let you down. I don't ever want to leave this town. After all, the city never sleeps at night. It's time to begin, isn't it? I get a little bit bigger, but then I'll admit I'm just the same as I was. Now don't you understand? I'm never changing who I am. It's time to begin, isn't it? I get a little bit bigger, but then I'll admit I'm just the same as I was. Now don't you understand? I'm never changing who I am.
This road never looks so lonely, but this house doesn't burn down slowly.
Time to begin, isn't it? I get a little bit bigger, but then I'll admit I'm just the same as I was. Now don't you understand? I'm never changing who I am. It's time to begin, isn't it? I get a little bit bigger, but then I'll admit I'm just the same as I was.
All right, that sounded great. It's Imagine Dragons on 91.7 KXT. You know, it's funny. We talked about this when you were here back in October that, you know, Las Vegas really played your hometown, really played an instrumental part in the forming of the band. Because, I mean, I don't think Imagine Dragons, you guys wouldn't be who you are if you didn't have, you know, those epic 3 to 4 hour concerts that you would do in Vegas when you guys were starting out playing these.
I think those were 5 to 6 hour.
5 to 6 hour concerts. Very, yeah, again.
Very kind of you to call them concerts.
They're more like it was more like being a servant, right?
Yeah, yeah. You would play lounges and casinos.
Just a step above whatever a juggler is.
So I mean, so how is Vegas? I mean, because Vegas seems to be really doing well. I mean, this is the third night of your tour. You were just back home. I mean, what's it like to be back, and what's going on there now?
Oh, it felt so good to come home, you know, we really haven't been there in so long because we've just been living on the road. And to come home and play The Joint, which, you know, is a venue that growing up early as a band, we opened for Weezer there, we opened for Interpol there. To be able to sell it out and play it ourselves was, I think, a real kind of one of those moments for the band where, you know, we took it in and said, wow, this is real, you know. But yeah, being from Vegas, you can't help but be influenced by it. That city has so much personality, and it's almost so void of personality that's its personality. It's like this big false personality.
You know? But I like it because it never, you know, Vegas never tries to be something it's not.
Yeah.
It is very authentic.
Yeah. It's authentically fake.
That's right.
But then you can kind of create what you want out of it. I mean, I definitely hear that in your music. And that's where you guys learn to just, you know, be an incredible live act. Because that's what, you know, and I've seen you, you know, twice now, that you can react to the crowd. I mean, you seem to feed off of it much more than other bands. I mean, you're attuned to what they're doing.
Yeah, when you're competing with slot machines and blackjack tables and, you know, the big $1 million spin wheel thing, you got to kind of bring a lot to a live show in order to get people to notice you in the corner of the casino there.
Distracted me a few times. That big one, the big $1 million wheel.
Yeah, exactly.
What if you
never saw anyone win?
No, nobody ever wins that, yeah.
Well, and then as you indicated, I mean, you guys have been out on the road just nonstop all last year. How are you taking care of your voice now, Dan, now that, you know, that you had some problems last year?
It's a good question. I think it's always a battle for a musician, especially when you have a really demanding schedule, you know. You really have to be so careful with your voice. I've been really, you know, strict on what I eat, when I eat, when I start warming up, when I warm down. It's really, when you're on tour, you're either warming up or you're warming down or you're singing or you're not eating when you're hungry because you can't eat before bed, you know. I think I lose every time on tour. I lose like 20 pounds or something because we'll play this big show that, you know, you burn so many calories and then you get off stage and you're not supposed to eat right before you go to bed. So it's like, so I end up, you know.
Well, and then finding good food while you're on the road too is sometimes tough. So that's,
yeah, totally. Yeah. You want to stay healthy. You can't get sick. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're still always finding. We just got a new addition to our green room of.
Yes. What are we going to call her?
Yeah, what are we going to call it?
We got an elliptical machine.
Yeah.
Ellie.
Like okay, there it is.
It hasn't been put together yet, though. We got to go back and
they're putting it together right now.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yay.
So now we're going to be able to, we want to, you know, try to stay in shape other than, you just get, like, in a strange shape on tour. Like
You get soft.
Yeah, you're like, certain things get really soft, and then certain muscles become very toned.
My fingers are extremely toned.
Well, and then you talk about a great way of blowing off steam after a show. I mean, just get on the elliptical.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, that's genius.
Nothing like fixing your hunger problems by going to work out a bunch.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Burning off more calories. Yeah, wait a second.
It's Imagine Dragons on 91.7 KXT. You wanna do another song?
Yeah, we're going to play one more song for you guys. This is Demons. This is actually only our second time ever doing the song acoustically, which is fun. We really enjoy being able to break down songs and peel down their layers and, you know, put them in their most raw setting. We've always felt that, you know, if a song can't stand alone with just melody and chord progression, it has to be dressed up to be something that it shouldn't be a song altogether. And that's kind of been our rule of thumb when writing. So this is actually how Demons started, in a very kind of raw way like this.
No matter what we breed, we still are made of greed. This is my kingdom come. This is my kingdom come. When you feel my heat, look into my eyes. It's where my demons hide. It's where my demons hide. Don't get too close. It's dark inside. It's where my demons hide. It's where my demons hide. Last of all, the lights fade out, all the sinners crawl. They dug your grave in the masquerade. Come calling out of the mess you've made. I don't want to let you down, but I am hellbound. Oh, this is all for you. I don't wanna hide the truth. No matter what we breed, we still are made of greed. This is my kingdom come. This is my kingdom come. When you feel my heat, look into my eyes. It's where my demons hide. It's where my demons hide. Don't get too close. Dark inside, it's where my demons hide. It's where my demons hide. They say it's what you make. I say it's up to fate. It's woven in my soul. I need to let you go. Your eyes, they shine so bright. I wanna save that light. I can't escape this now. Unless you show me how. When you feel my heat, look into my eyes. It's where my demons hide. It's where my demons hide. Don't get too close. It's dark inside. It's where my demons hide. It's where my demons hide.
That's really impressive for the second time acoustic. That's pretty remarkable. Thank you.
Just wait for the third time.
Yeah. We'll totally bomb it.
Imagine Dragons on 91.7 KXT, sold out show tonight. You know, I hate asking you this on the third night of the tour, but I mean, you were mentioning, you know, It's Time, that you wrote that song 2 years ago, and you write pretty much a song a day, right, Dan? I mean, are you starting to come up with ideas for a new record, or is it just something you're just going to feel organically?
You know, we're always writing. The great part about, you know, having your career be something that you absolutely love. It's more of an obsession, I think. I think, you know, music and writing for all of us, because we've all talked about this a few times, before we even started the band, it was important that all of us were on the same page. Music has always been a bit of an essential part of every day, writing especially. Lyrically, it's always been my diary. It's always been my journal, my way to express myself. I never feel like I've been able to express myself through communicating just words and conversation. I've always felt like I've been able to communicate through music and through setting a mood and a tone and a theme and a melody. And so, yeah, it's never a job for us. We're always riding on the road. We do a lot of work on our little laptops, and it's just a joy, you know, and to be able to do that and what you love, and for it to feel like that, it's we're just very grateful.
Yeah. Well, we're grateful you stopped by here, and it definitely comes through in your music. So, again,
thank you for having us.
Imagine Dragons sold out tonight at the House of Blues, and you know, hopefully we'll see you through town again before not too long. Yeah,
absolutely.
All right, it's 91.7 KXT.